And hello there, everybody, and welcome to the second edition of the Anything Goes podcast. This is David, your host for today's program. And today, I thought, since especially on Blind Cool Tech, which is a very popular podcast, where there's been some talk about how to set up a streaming internet shoutcast server, I thought it might be a good idea to present to all of you a tutorial on a possible plugin you could use for actually connecting to that streaming server you've learned how to set up and do some broadcasting of your own content. There have been several tutorials done on this plugin called the DSP SAM Encoders plugin for Winamp, which is made by a company called Spatial Audio. There have been several tutorials done on this topic, some in a couple of podcasts. There was one done on Main Menu, and all of them are pretty good, but there really hasn't been one done in a while, and the one that I've heard recently, I didn't really feel covered things in the way that they should be covered. So I'm hoping in this tutorial, giving this being my first audio tutorial that I've ever done on a particular subject of this kind, I'm hoping that I can do a good job by all of you and give you guys an understanding of how to use this software in order to broadcast content using Winamp, the MP3 player, and this little add-on. As I said, this add-on is called the DSP Encoders Plugin for Winamp. It can be downloaded at the address www.spatialaudio.com. And the plugin is not free. I mean, it is free if you only plan to do 4 hours of broadcasting at a time, because that's all the trial allows you to do. Then you have to restart it. But if you pay the $45, you get unlimited upgrades, and it works forever, and you can broadcast as long as you want. Now, I realize that there are free alternatives, such as the Shoutcast plugin that Shoutcast.com makes, and a few others, but I find that this plugin really, it does a good job. It's very user-friendly. There aren't things that you have to right and left-click too much with the JAWS cursor. There's a couple of buttons you have to, but nothing major. It has recording capability, which the newer Shoutcast versions don't support, and I just like the way it works with your Winamp. So I'm going to take you through the process of setting this up in about 5 seconds here or so. I'll tell you how to install it, and I'll go through the setup of a stream of a Shoutcast server that you would like to connect to, and I'll go through the different options available to you and make my comments as necessary. If you have any questions about this tutorial after you've listened to it, if you would like to promote your own podcast and have it go up on my upcoming podcast page, which will be getting released as soon as I have a few podcast feeds to put up there, you can go ahead and send me an email at the address the_podcaster@wdjm3.com. That's the_podcaster@wdjm3.com. Go ahead and get in touch with me there. You can reach me on my comment line, too, and the number for that is 206-495-6555. That's 206-495-6555. And you can leave me a message there if you have any comments about this tutorial or my podcast in general. And one other thing to mention, if you would like to subscribe to my podcast, Anything Goes, the subscription address to put into your podcatcher, such as Juice or whatever you're using, is https://feeds.feedburner.com/anything_goes. ANYTHING, the underscore, and then goes, GOES. So it's feeds.feedburner.com/anything_goes. If you would like to add my podcast to your podcatcher. All right, I'm using JAWS 7.0 to do this demonstration with the laptop keyboard layout, the classic laptop keyboard layout. Now, since everybody's keyboards might be a little different or be using different commands, when I do have to route the JAWS cursor a couple of times, I'm not going to tell you what keys I'm hitting because I don't want to confuse people. But generally, if you know your keyboard layout well, you should be okay. And really, if you're getting into internet broadcasting, it's assumed that you have a little bit of know-how with some of this stuff, because it does take time to get your bit rates down and to get everything set up properly, and it really isn't just for somebody that really is just a total intro user that has never seen a computer before. It's a good idea to be familiar with your screen reader and your screen reader settings in order to go through the process of setting this up. So now I'm going to take you through the installation of this product. How you get to things, whether they be on your desktop or on your different folders, is up to you. I am going to go through things the way that I know how to do it. Get yourself there, and we'll get rolling. Here we go.
Start menu, set program.
I hit the Windows key because I'm going to go into my download folder to activate the installer for the DSP encoders version 3.8. Now, there is a new version supposedly coming out that's going to support a different streaming file format for broadcasting, and we'll be getting to that in just a little while. I'll be talking a little bit about what that is and all of that when we come to the configuration screens for this plugin. So let me go ahead and get into
menu.
My thing here.
C, hold back, OLED, enter, download, folder view, list view, not selected, Nelly Furtado, feet, D, DSP, SAM encoders, X.
Okay, that's the executable file which you can download from spatialaudio.com. If you go to their website, again, that's www.spatialaudio.com, and you click on the download link, the downloads link that's there, there will be a list of different things you can download, and one of the things sections you'll come to on there is something called Winamp Plugins and Tools. And the first thing you'll see there is the DSP Encoders plugin for Winamp version 3.8.3, and there'll be a download link which you can click on and go ahead and install it. So I've got the file highlighted, the DSP Encoders installer highlighted, and I'm going to press Enter so that JAWS can walk us through the installation.
Enter. Open file. Security warning dialog. The publisher could not be verified.
Blah, blah, blah.
Tab. Always at tab. This file tab. Run button. Space. Folder view list view. DSP SAM encoders. X. 4 of 8. SAM encoders for Winamp setup. License agreement dialog. No soft install system V1.98. I agree button.
And this is the license agreements box. Your general typical license agreement that everybody must accept in order to, you know, to proceed with an installation. So I'm going to hit space on that I agree button.
Space, 13%. SAM encoders for Winamp setup dialog. The plugin was installed. Would you like to run Winamp now? Yes button.
Now it says yes. I'm going to go to no for the moment because I'll run it on my own once we get out of this screen. So I'm just going to go to no, but you could hit the yes button if you wanted to and launch your Winamp player and go on to the next steps, which I'll be describing momentarily. But I'm going to just go to no for just my preference.
Tab, no button.
And hit space.
Space, download, folder view, list view, DSP, SAM.
And I'm going to
Alt F4, stop.
Now, again, I apologize if this JAWS seems a little bit slow for you guys or for anybody that prefers JAWS at a faster speed, but I'm doing this at a speed so that everybody listening can hear what's happening and understand exactly what JAWS is trying to tell you so that you can be successful at this broadcasting stuff. So now I'm going to run Winamp.
Star P, access W, WinRARS W, WebRoot W, Winamp, enter, what's Winamp, enter, leaving menus, start button, for screen sensitive help, press JAWS key F1 or insert F1, for help with Winamp, press JAWS key H or insert H, to get a listing of shortcut keys that are available in all Winamp windows, press JAWS key W or insert W, Winamp 5.21, you are in the Winamp main window, the Winamp equalizer and the Winamp playlist editor are also open, track 14, 21.
Alright, that's just JAWS being chatty. Okay, so we've got Winamp open now. And now what we need to do is we need to go into the Winamp preferences and select the DSP effect plugin that we want to use, which will be, in this case, the DSP encoders. However, JAWS won't say that. As soon as we highlight that plugin in the window, and you'll see what I mean as I do it, JAWS will say Faux SC encoders list view, and then it'll give you a list of available servers that you have configured in your plugin. Now, I believe, since I have this already installed, that there will be a couple that I've already set up. But that's okay. I'm still going to walk you through the process of creating a different one so that you can see how it works. So what I'm going to do to get the plugin to come up is I'm going to hit Control-P.
Winamp Preferences Dialog, 313 View, Output, 2 of 6, Direct Sound Out.
And I'm going to hit the letter D to bring up DSP Effect.
D. None, level 1, DSP effect, 4 of 6.
And I'm going to hit tab.
Tab, close button.
Tab again.
Tab, DSP effect plugin. The plugin selected below will be active and will usually modify the sound being played. Select none if you do not wish to use a DSP effect plugin. List box, none, 1 of 3.
3, oh dear. I didn't realize I had another one installed, but hopefully the right one will be highlighted when I do this.
SAM encoders by spatial audio DSP encoders, DLL, FOSC encoders, list view, 0 items.
Alright, it worked! Cool! And as it turns out, I don't have an encoder set up, so that's actually going to make this even easier, so JAWS won't be quite as chatty as we're setting it up, because JAWS does have the tendency, when you have servers configured with this plugin, to be a little bit on the talkative side. So this actually will be easier for me to navigate everything. Now, we have this window up with the plugin up. And actually, every time you open Winamp, unless you go back into your preferences and select none for DSP, this will always be a second window opened on your screen. So every time you'll launch Winamp, unless you go back into your preferences and select none for the DSP Effect plugin to use, there will be two windows on your screen. One will be your Winamp player window, and then if you Alt-Tab, you'll see this exact window that I'm at right now, which if I hit Insert T says...
Title is FOSC Encoders.
And so you'll probably, unless... See, I don't mind having this second window open on the screen, but if you're someone that likes to Alt-Tab around between different windows and different things, sometimes this window could definitely be annoying. So, at least for me, what I recommend for some people, if they don't like having this window open, is to go to the Preferences window and select None for this plugin. And actually, what I'm going to do now is I'm going to Alt-Tab back to the Preferences window and close it so we can get it off the screen. And then we can start working with this plugin, this neat little tool that Spatial Audio has provided us for broadcasting. So let me go ahead and take care of that.
Alt-Tab, Winamp Preferences, Winamp 5.21, Winamp Preferences .tab, DSP of tab, DSP effect plug.
And at this point, you can just tab to the close button.
Tab, DS tab, DS tab, 3-1 tab, closed space, Winamp 5.21, track 4.
Okay, so that preferences window is now gone. Now I'm going to Alt-Tab back to the encoders window so we can work with it.
Alt-Tab, FOSC encoders, FOSC encoders, list view, 0 items.
Okay. Now at this point, we have to add a server configuration so that you can use this wonderful piece of software to broadcast. So it says list view 0 items. So what I'm going to do now is hit my applications key to bring up a menu of the different options that this plugin allows us. So I'm going to hit that now.
Applications, context menu, new ins.
New ins. That is what we will hit enter on in a little while when we want to actually create the plugin that we are going, the configuration for broadcasting that we want to use. Let me down arrow again.
Config enter unavailable.
Config enter unavailable. Now, normally, if you have one of your server configurations highlighted, if you go to config, you can hit enter, and it will actually bring up the configuration box so you can make changes. Let's say your station that you broadcast for has a password change or something like that, you can either hit your applications key once you've highlighted the configuration you want to change, and select config, or you can just hit enter on it, and it will do the same thing. So let's go on.
Delete del unavailable.
Delete del, and that should be self-explanatory if you want to remove the configuration that you've created. Next one.
Start F9 unavailable.
Start F9 unavailable, and that means that when you have a configuration highlighted, if you press the F9 key, once you have it highlighted, it will actually connect to the Shoutcast or Icecast or Live365 server that you want to stream to, and you can begin playing your content. Let's arrow down.
Stop F10 unavailable.
Stop F10 means you can stop the one particular server configuration you have going and streaming.
Start all control F9 unavailable.
Start all means if you have more than one stream set up in your list of available configurations, you can press control F9, and it will go ahead and start streaming all of them for you at the same time.
Stop all control F10 unavailable.
Stop all control F10, will stop everything. Now, it should be noted that JAWS is only saying unavailable right now because we don't have anything set up. So that's the reason it's doing that. Let's move on.
Select source submenu.
Ah, now this is an important menu, and I'm going to get to this one later because I want to explain it in some detail. So I am going to get to that, this menu. This is a very, very important menu for the DSP encoder, so I will get to this, but I'm not going to do it right this minute because I want to take you through setting it up. And so this would be something you'd want to configure anyway after you have your stream set up. So I will get back to this menu, so just keep that in mind that we're going to look at the Select Source submenu once we have actually gone through the process of configuring something. Okay, let's move on.
Hide.
Hide, which I guess is another option if you don't want to bother going through the preferences. It would actually hide this window. I had actually forgotten about this. But you can hide this window if you don't want to go through the preferences and set it back to none each time. Although I recommend that people, you know, might want to just go about it that way, like I suggested before, to avoid, you know, in case they forget to use this menu option. And like I said, when you do have server configuration set up, JAWS can sometimes be very chatty and keep reading you the list of things available. And so hearing some of these menu options might prove very difficult. But some people won't have it. I don't think have any difficulty with it. Okay, here we go. Let me down arrow again.
Enter registration key.
Enter registration key. If you've purchased this from the spatialaudio.com website, they will email you a key, and the key will be given to you. And actually, I will go through the process of the key registration. I won't give you my key or anything, but I will show you what the registration box looks like and how you will actually register it. So I will actually take you through that brief process at the end of this tutorial. Down arrow.
New Inns.
And we're back to New Inns again. So, I mean, the menus are pretty easy once you understand how they work, and I don't think you will have too much trouble. But we want to go to New Inns so that we can create a new configuration. So at this point, I am going to press Enter so that we can bring up the available options.
Enter. Leaving menus. Select Plugin.
Select Plugin, or Plugin is what it should say. Now, here are our options in terms of plugins that we can use, because this plugin supports different streaming formats. If I down arrow, here's the first one available to us.
MP3 and MP3 Pro.
MP3 and MP3 Pro. And that's the one we actually are going to use. Now, MP3 Pro, just to give you understand what that is another... It's a form of MP3 that was created so that people can use lower quality streaming bit rates, you know, the type that dial-up users would really need in order to listen without buffering or breakup, but still have a higher quality sound. Now, that sounds all good and all, except for the fact that in order to really get the true benefits of MP3 Pro, you need to download a special plugin for your Winamp in order to hear it. And unfortunately, the plugin, the Thompson MP3 Pro Decoder, tends to break things in Winamp. Sure, it works for playing the high-quality MP3 Pro streams, but it also breaks other things. Playlists don't load properly. I've actually heard some stream formats not even play with this Pro driver installed. You can still listen to an MP3 Pro stream without this plugin, but you won't get the true benefit of what the MP3 Pro would sound like. So, that's just something to be aware of. But this is the one we will use because it has the most available bit rates and things available. Let's go down.
WMAV9 Advanced.
WMAV9, that's Windows Media Audio 9. And that's if you're streaming to a Windows Media server. You can use that. Now, most of the screens on these different formats will be similar. However, because each format is a little different, you may have to configure it a certain way. I'm going to do the MP3, though, because that's the most standard one, and I think that's the one that most people would be likely to use. We're going to go down.
Legacy MP3 ACM codec.
Legacy MP3 ACM codec. And I believe that's the default codec that Windows uses. I don't recommend this because it has limitations in how much you can stream, and how many streams you can have going, depending on your setup. So I don't recommend using that. We're going to go with MP3 Pro. And if we down arrow, and MP3. Now, if we down arrow...
Ogg Vorbis.
If you're connecting to an Icecast server like HKC Radio does, then this is the format you would want to use, the Ogg Vorbis. But and that's all that's available. If you down arrow, there's nothing else. But like I said, because MP3/MP3 Pro offers the most options, we're going to go up to that one and use it.
Like MP3 and MP3 Pro.
So we're on MP3 and MP3 Pro. And what you have to do once you're on MP3 and MP3 Pro is you have to hit the space bar to highlight it.
Space.
And then you route JAWS to PC.
Route JAWS to PC.
Hit Control End to go to the bottom of the file or the list.
Bottom of file. Okay, cancel.
You go to the OK button.
Okay.
And left-click it.
Left mouse button. FOSC encoders. List view. 0 items. MP3 Pro encoder and streamer configuration. Converter tab.
Okay, and here we are on our little setup screen for things that we can change. There are three tabs on this screen. The converter tab, the Server Details tab, and the Stream Archive tab. And we're going to go through each tab here, and I'll take you through the different options, and you will see how they work. So we are at the Converter tab right now, so let's tab in here what the first option is available to us.
Tab, Output Format Settings, Format Combo Box, MP3, 64kbs, 44.1khz, Stereo.
So that's telling us that it's basically asking what bitrate and format do we want to use. Do we want to use MP3 or MP3 Pro? And the bitrate, which in this case by default is set to 64kbps, 44.1khz, Stereo. Now, the only tricky part about this combo box is you would think that if you would down arrow, it would take you to the next available choice. However, if you hit the down arrow, JAWS doesn't say anything, and if you hit it a second time,
MP3, 8kbs, 8.0khz, mono.
It takes you all the way to the top of the list for some reason. I don't know why it does that. I really wish it wouldn't do that, because it just makes life very, 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 very difficult in terms of setting it up. Now, we're not going to use, since I'm this server that I'm going to be creating, this configuration is just temporary for the purposes, I'm going to leave it at 8kbps mono, but I certainly don't recommend streaming at that. What you would want to do is find out what bitrate your station wants you to use, and all you would do is use your up and down arrows like this.
MP3, 8kbs, 11.0khz, mono. MP3, 16kbs, 16kbs.
Through, it gives you all the different choices, and what you would want to do is select the one that best suits the type of that your station is going to use. And the MP3 Pro streams are at the bottom, so if you actually wanted to skip straight to MP3 Pro for some reason, although again, I don't really know why you would want to do that, because it's just going to break Winamp for you and for your friends, and since they won't be able to hear the full benefit of MP3 Pro without the plugin, it really is a pointless format as far as I'm concerned. AAC Plus is really what the next format I think is going to be in terms of high-quality streams at low bitrates, and in fact, these people at Spatial Audio are supposed to be working on a new version of their encoder plugin which will support AAC Plus streaming. At the moment, this does not. The Shoutcast one, Shoutcast.com's free plugin does, but it doesn't support archiving of your streams, which this does. And I think this is a little bit more user-friendly in terms of a configuration, so that's why I've chosen to demonstrate this one. And it's become pretty popular. A lot of people are using this plugin to do their broadcasting. But in any case, getting back to what I was saying, you would up and down arrow through your list of choices here, and once you selected the bitrate and format that you would like, you would press the tab key, like we're going to do now.
Tab, Output Format Settings, Quality Combo Box, Medium.
This is a combo box that says quality settings are medium,
high quality, fast,
and fast. I have mine set on medium by default. I just leave it at that option by default. So we'll just tab to the next thing.
Tab, General Options, Auto Start Encoder After Checkbox Not Checked.
Auto Start Encoder After Checkbox Not Checked. Now, if you were to check this, and you had this plugin highlighted after selecting it in your Winamp preferences, and you ran Winamp after a certain time interval, this would actually automatically connect and begin broadcasting. I don't recommend you do this, because it will try to start streaming, and if nobody's on the air or nobody's broadcasting, all it's going to do is keep trying to connect and hit the server and connect and disconnect and connect and disconnect. And if nobody's supposed to be on the server and you have this set up, well, then you're going to be connected, and whether you're streaming your own personal phone conversations or whether you're streaming just whatever music you're listening to, you're going to hold up the stream. So I do not recommend checking this box. You can if you want to, but I highly advise that you don't. Let's hit tab.
Tab, General Options, Edit 5.
And this would be, if you did check that box, the edit box, it says General Options, Edit 5. This would be how many seconds you would want to have it, to want to wait before it would start connecting once you ran Winamp. Let's hit the tab.
Tab, General Options, Auto Reconnect Encoder After Checkbox Checked.
Now this is important. General Options, Auto Reconnect Encoder After Checkbox Checked. And you'll want this checked because if for some reason your internet connection drops, you'll want this to be able to just automatically reconnect for you in case you don't notice that it's dropped or in case you don't notice that the stream has cut off for some reason. This is a very important box to have checked, and you should want it to be that way. So leave this checked. Let's tab.
Tab, General Options, Edit 15.
And this is how many seconds would you like to wait between the time of disconnect and the time of reconnect. This is set to 15. I usually change mine to 5 because I really want to get it, you know, up real fast. You know, if someone drops, I want it back up in no time so that, you know, in case the station is set to have an automated stream computer take over, should you drop right away, you want to have this connect pretty fast. So I usually set mine to 5 seconds, but you can leave it at 15 if you choose. Let's tab.
Tab. Allow scripts and stream checkbox not checked.
Allow scripts and stream checkbox not checked. This is for if you want to use a live365.com server for broadcasting, and I'll get to that when we get to the servers tab. But basically, if you put in some scripts, you could actually tell a person's browser, because Live365 does use its own built-in browser player to listen to streams. You could actually insert scripts to have certain advertisements appear or have a person's browser be taken to a special web page about an artist you're playing at a certain time. So that's pretty advanced. I have mine unchecked by default. You can check it if you'd like, but I don't really see where you would use it much unless you would just put it somewhere into your stream or into another piece of software and have it be sent to your server so that when people are listening to you, the scripts do what you tell it to do. But I don't really know much about how the scripting functions work. And it's a little bit beyond the scope of this tutorial anyway, so I'm going to skip that and move on. But you can leave this checked or unchecked, or you can check it if you so choose. But that's for Live365.com servers, and I'll get to what that is in just a minute. Let's tab.
Tab, converter tab.
And we're back at the converter tab. So now we've set our options over here. I am going to now right arrow over to the next tab.
Server details tab.
And this is the server details tab, and this is where you will input your login information and for the server. So let me hit tab and we can see what we have here.
Tab, tab.
This is tab for some reason. I don't know what that's about. Let's hit tab again.
Tab, server details, server IP edit, local host.
Server IP edit, local host. That's what it has by default when you create a new configuration. This is where you would put in the IP address of the server you're going to connect to. So just for the kick of it, I'm going to actually put in my personal Shoutcast server that I use.
WDJM3DYNDSPROG.
And you can put in something like what I just did or a bunch of numbers depending on what your station people give you. Let's hit tab.
Tab. Server details. Server port edit 8000.
That's the port that you will use to connect to broadcasting for broadcasting. It may be 8000, which is the default, or it may be some other number. If it's another number, you would just erase this number and put in whatever port the people at the station give you. Let's hit tab.
Tab. Server details. Password. Password edit.
And here, it's the password screen. You will want to backspace a few times before putting in a new password, because by default, it puts in the word change me as its password. And it's encrypted in stars, of course. So you will want to backspace over that.
Blank.
Clear that. And put in whatever password your station has assigned to you. I'm just going to put in mine for the heck of it.
Star.
Okay, so that's in. And now I'm going to hit tab.
Tab. Station details list on public station listing recommended checkbox checked.
That's if you want to be listed in the Shoutcast directory. You can have this box checked and it will list it for you. Or you can make it a private station and uncheck it. It really depends on what your station tells you to do, your station managers tell you to do, or what you feel like doing. So this is a checkbox to either have it listed in the public Shoutcast directory or not. Let's hit tab.
Tab. Station details. Station name edit. My station name.
Station edit. My station name. Now that's what it says by default. This is where you can put in, let's say, the title of your broadcast. Let's say you wanted to do a show called Pee-wee's Playhouse. You would backspace over this and put in Pee-wee's Playhouse. You could also put in messenger information in this title box if you wanted to. You could put in, like, Pee-wee's Playhouse, MSN, Pee-wee at Hotmail.com, or something like that. I don't recommend making this title too long, because it will get to a point where Winamp won't be able to completely fully read it. So my suggestion is just to make it, you know, maybe put in your station name if you'd like ACB Radio Interactive Presents, and then the name of your show. That's what the ACB Radio Interactive things look like on their page. Just for our purposes, I'm going to put in the name of the radio show I do on ACB Radio Interactive, which is actually, okay, this is a shameless plug, but whatever. Sunday afternoons from 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern, you can check out my program, the DJD Invasion, on there. So I'm just going to put in the name of my show. I'm not going to put in the whole ACB thing, just I'm going to put in the DJD Invasion.
DJD Invasion.
Okay, and then I'm going to hit tab.
Tab, station details, edit combo, various.
This is where you select your genre, whether it's rock, comedy, pop, various, which is the one I use. You can use your up and down arrows here to select the choices of genres that you would like.
60s.
60s. 70s. 70s. 80s. 80s. I'm going to leave it back to various.
60.
Oh, now I lost it. I think it took me to the top of the screen again. Like it did in the selection for the MP3 formats, I think it took me to the top of the screen because I don't see various anymore when I up arrow to the top, and I should. But anyway, you can leave it on various or use your up and down arrows to select the choices that you want in much the same way you would select your MP3 encoding format from the other tab. All right, let's hit tab.
Tab, station details, website, URL, edit, http://audiorealm.com.
Now, this is what it gives you by default. This is where you can actually put in your station's website or your own personal website. In this edit box, again, you can just erase what's here with your backspace key and put in whatever website you would like. In this case, I'm going to put in mine, which is djdrocks2k.wdjm3.com. So I'm going to go ahead and put that in real quick.
http://djdrocks2k.wdjm3.com.
Very good. Now I'm going to hit tab.
Tab, station details, edit, not.
These boxes don't read particularly well, but I'll tell you what they do. It says station details, edit, nah. This is where it's actually asking you for your AOL Instant Messenger screen name. So if you're an AOL Instant Messenger user like I am, you can backspace over this box and put in your AOL Instant Messenger screen name, which I'm going to do right now. It's DJD Rocks.
DJDROCKS.
And I'm going to hit tab.
Tab, station details, edit, nah.
This is for your ICQ number. If you're an ICQ user, you can go ahead and put it in here. I don't know whether why they don't support Yahoo Messenger or MSN Messenger, since they too are very popular, but they did not. So this is what you have. It's your ICQ number, if you have one. I'm going to leave this alone because I don't have ICQ.
Tab, station details, or channel edit, audio realm.
This is an IRC channel. If you have an IRC channel for internet relay chat, you can put in your channel name here and all that information, but I leave that alone too because I don't have one.
Tab, station details, enable title streaming, checkbox checked.
Enable title streaming, checkbox checked. I would leave this checked so people can see the titles of your songs as you play them on their computer screen when they're listening to your stream.
Tab, station details, edit, dollar, combine, dollar.
Station edit, combine, dollar, combine, dollar. This is, I think, has to do with how the titles appear. I'm actually not exactly sure why they have this here, because you already have your title set up in your station name, and the people who configure the servers you're using can already basically dictate how it displays on the screen, so I don't really know why they have this additional feature here. My guess is that if you want to add additional features about your station in the title, you can add it in this part here that says combine, dollar, combine, but I usually leave this alone. So we'll move on and hit tab.
Tab, server type, shoutcast radio button checked, 3 of 3.
Okay, you have three different types of servers available to you in this MP3 format. You have Shoutcast, radio button checked, 3 of 3, if we up arrow.
Server type Icecast, radio button checked, 1 of 3.
You have server type Icecast, radio button checked, so that's if you're connecting with the Ogg Vorbis types of servers, or if you're going to be, if your Icecast has Shoutcast streaming support, you can have this checked. Because we're not using Ogg Vorbis as a format. Remember, when we began this process of setting up your plugin to broadcast, we had to select the type of format we wanted to use. And OGG was a possibility, but we decided to stick with MP3. And if we up arrow again,
server type live 365 radio button checked, 2 of 3.
Live 365. Now, live 365, just because I've made some references to it, is a provider of internet streaming. They allow you to pay monthly fees based on the different packages you would like. And once you have your Live 365 account, you can use it to broadcast different things. You can do live content, you can create a playlist and upload different files and have an automated stream going when you're not going live. And the beauty of Live 365 with this encoder is if we did have a Live 365 account enabled, instead of putting in all that information about our server port and all of that, it would just ask us for the Live 365 username and password. And when we go to connect, if we had an automated stream set up, it would actually connect to your server, switch it to live mode, which is one of the features that Live 365 has, and go ahead and begin streaming your show. I'm not going to go into Live365's functionality and features. It's beyond this tutorial, but if you are a Live365 user, then chances are you know what I'm talking about. So I'm going to get back to the Shoutcast, because that is what we have configured this for.
Server type Icecast. Server type Shoutcast radio button checked, 3 of 3.
And we're going to hit Tab.
Tab, Server Details tab.
And that's the Server Details tab. Okay, we're going to right arrow now over and go to the Stream Archive tab.
Stream Archive tab.
This is where, when you do a stream, you can record your programs, so that if a station requires that you make recordings of your programs, or if you are like me and you just want to have copies of your shows to kind of keep around in a little archive, this is what you would use this particular tab for. So I'm going to hit Tab now so we can see how it works.
Tab, Save Stream to File checkbox not checked.
Now by default, Save Stream to File is not checked. And if you don't check it, and you just hit Tab,
Tab, Stream Archive tab,
it'll just take you back to the Stream Archive tab and not show you any additional options. But we are going to check it so you can see what comes up once it's up.
Tab, Save Stream to File checkbox not checked.
So I'm going to check it.
Space checked.
And now when we tab, we'll have some new options presented to us on the screen. So let's tab.
Tab, Stream Archive tab.
Tab again.
Tab, File Name Edit Stream MP3.
File Name Edit Stream.mp3. Now this is where you have to put in the full path for your show, for your file name. So there's no browse button to select a folder for these to go into. So let's say you had a folder set up called Broadcasts, and you wanted the name of the MP3 to be Stream. You would actually have to backspace over
Land.
This and type in
C:\
broadcasts
broadcasts
/ stream.mp3
stream.mp3.
Now again, I'm just doing that for an example. You don't have to have it called that. You can call it whatever you want. You can create your own directory for it. And I actually believe that if you don't have a folder created for streams, that when you connect and start, this will create it for you. I'm not 100% sure of that, but I believe that that's correct, because I know earlier versions used to do that. So I'm thinking that it does hit that here, too. Okay, but now that you've selected the name of your file, you can hit Tab.
Tab, File Split Options, New File for Each Session, Radio Button Checked, 5 of 5.
Okay, there's a lot of options here. This one that is checked by default is a file for a new file for each session. That means anytime you disconnect from the server or reconnect and reconnect to the server again, it'll create a new file. So even if you're in the middle of a broadcast, if it drops your connection for some reason and then it reconnects, it's a new file. Let's up arrow and see what else is available.
File split options, new file every radio button checked, 1 of 5.
Now, this here basically means that this option, new file every radio button checked, 1 of 5, this basically means that you can set it so that every 30 megabytes or every 20 megabytes, it creates a new file. So it'll create a file up to 20 megs or 30 megs, whatever you specify. And then if you want to, you know, after it reaches that limit, it will create a second file for you. Let's down arrow.
File split options, new file for each session, radio button checked, 5 of 5. File split options, new file every radio button checked, 2 of 5.
This next section, I accidentally went back to the one we had already covered, where it says new file for, you know, make a new file every radio button checked, 2 of 5. I wish it was a little bit more specific in the reading of this, but this is if you want to have it make a new file at a certain time length. So instead of doing it every 30 megabytes, it might make a new file every 30 minutes. So let's say you have a 3-hour show and you want the file split each hour, you would use this option and it would make a new file each hour. If you had a 3-hour broadcast, it would make 3 files. Here we go.
File split options, resume with same file for each session, radio button checked, 3 of 5.
This feature, basically what it will do is it will basically allow you to use the same file each time you make a new connection. So let's say you're in the middle of a stream and it gets dropped and it reconnects, it'll just pick up with this file. The only downside to this selecting this option, is that if, let's say, you do a broadcast and you forget to move this file to a new location, basically it will just keep making one huge, long, gigantic file with multiple broadcasts. Probably not the most desirable option if you want to archive them. So I suggest you not use this option.
File split options. Overwrite file 4 for each session. Radio button checked. 4 of 5.
Overwrite file for each section. And that basically means that if you have a connection drop and you reconnect, it will overwrite what you've had here and recreate a new file fresh and blank and start with this, you know, and start continuing where you left off. So let's say you're broadcasting for 10 minutes and you get dropped. When you reconnect, the first 10 minutes you had are gone. So I don't recommend using this option either. And we'll up arrow again.
File split options. New file for each session. Radio button checked. 5 of 5.
And that's the one I recommend. New file for each session to avoid any difficulties or conflicts. You can always merge the files if your stream breaks up. Wanted to explain all those because it's a little complicated the way JAWS reads it. Let's hit tab.
Tab. File split options. Edit. 60.
Okay. Now there are going to be two edit boxes here. Like, this is really confusing the way this is set up, honestly, and I don't really like the way they've done this. That's why you're probably better off not even touching these different options. But you can if you want to. This first edit box here, basically, this is assuming that you have the option set to split the files by file size. By time. And so let's say you wanted to make a file, have it make a new file during your stream every 20 minutes. This is the edit box where you would fill in the time change or the time interval that you want new files created for. Now, if you hit tab.
Tab, file split options, MB edit, 60.
And it says MB edit. This is if you had the option to change every X amount of megabytes to create a new file. Again, I think this is very confusing. If you have it set to make a new file for each session, you shouldn't even see these edit boxes on the screen because it's just confusing for somebody that doesn't really know how they work or what they do. But that's how they're set up, and unfortunately, that's what we have to deal with this plugin. Let's hit tab.
Tab. Save stream to file checkbox checked.
And we get back to that checkbox that says save stream to file. And if we hit tab again.
Tab. Stream archive tab.
We have the stream archive tab. Okay. All of our options are set. Now, in order to apply these options, we again route JAWS to PC.
Route JAWS to PC.
Go to the bottom with Control End.
Bottom of file. OK. Cancel. OK.
We make sure that we are on OK, and we left click it.
Left mouse button. OSC encoders. List view. Not selected. 1 MP3. 16 KBSCBR. 12 KH. Idle encoder not started. 1 of 1.
PC. And that is what it says. List view not selected. 1 MP3. 16K, because that's just what I had it selected on by default. Again, you would want to use something probably of higher quality, unless instructed otherwise by your station that you're going to broadcast for. So now we have an option selected here. Now, this is where I'm going to talk about that select source menu item that we were discussing, but I'm not going to highlight the configuration that we just created, because if I do that, JAWS is going to be very, 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 very chatty, and I want you to hear the menu options exactly as they're laid out again. So let me hit the Applications key, and we're going to look at what that Select Source menu does.
Applications, Context Menu, New Ins, Config Enter, Delete Del Unavailable, Start F9, Stop F10 Unavailable.
The reason it's saying unavailable for these is because we don't have any configuration selected.
Start All Control F9.
Now that would work if we wanted to start all streams at the same time. Of course, we only have one, so it really wouldn't make any sense to do that.
Stop All Control F10.
Stop All.
Select Source Submenu.
Ah, Select Source Submenu. This is a very important menu option. I'm going to explain how this works. You hit Enter on this submenu, and it gives you a couple of options here.
Enter. Audio Pipeline checked.
Audio Pipeline is checked by default. What this does is for people who don't have an external speech synthesizer and who don't have a way to broadcast through their sound card. This will allow you to broadcast your music using the Winamp player itself. All sounds and all input of sound will come from your Winamp player. The only downside to this method, obviously, is that you don't get to crossfade your tracks like a regular radio station does, where one track fades in and another begins. And another downside is that you have to get an additional plugin in order to put your voice on the air. You have to get the line recording plugin, and each time you want to speak, you have to hit Control L in your Winamp window to bring up the open location box and type in line rec, /, and then press enter to activate that plugin. I'm not going to go over that plugin in detail here. If you have any questions about it or would like me to give you a little something on how to do it, you can email me at the_podcaster@wdjm3.com. But generally, I'm not going to go through it because it's not really what we need to cover here in terms of the understanding of this particular broadcasting plugin. It's a separate one, and most people do have the capability to stream through their sound card so that that plugin is not required. But this is an option for people who don't have another way of streaming other than with one sound card and with using Eloquence or Sappy 5 or whatever their speech synthesizer is. So this is for people who don't have that external. That's what this audio pipeline option is. It's checked by default. But we're going to down arrow.
Sound card submenu.
And go to sound card submenu. This is where you will set up broadcasting through your sound card. Of course, in order to do that, you will have to go into your volume control and make sure either the what you hear option or wave out mix or stereo mix options are checked in your recording properties so that you can stream a broadcast this way. But we are on the sound card submenu, so we're going to press enter on that.
Enter Microsoft Sound Mapper checked.
By default, it's set to Microsoft Sound Mapper. That's the one I would leave it on. If you arrow down, though,
Sound Max Digital Audio,
it will list your sound card, whatever your sound card that came with your computer is. But I just assume leave it on Microsoft Sound Mapper.
Microsoft Sound Mapper checked.
And then you would press enter here, and any recordings would come out of your sound card. That means once you start streaming, any sounds you make, if you have your microphone turned on, are going to come out. With audio pipeline, just to make note, if Winamp is idle for a few seconds, your stream will drop. There has to be some type of input coming out of Winamp if you're going to use the audio pipeline, whether it's that line recording plugin or whether you're just playing different tracks constantly. If you stop playing Winamp after a while, the stream is going to drop, and you'll be disconnected and then possibly reconnected once you get another song playing, but if you take too long, it will drop you. So it's definitely not the best way to broadcast, but like I said, if you have a limitation in your options scope, that's what you have to do. Okay. Now, I am going to get out of this because I'm not going to make any selections at this moment. However, though, once you got to the Microsoft Sound Mapper, you could just press enter and it would highlight that option for you.
Leaving menus, list view, not selected one.
Now, there's another box here. It's called
Applications, enter registration key.
Enter registration key, and we covered this when I went through the different menu options. If you press enter here,
enter leaving menus, foreword key edit.
It will say foreword key edit. This is where you will type in the key that was supplied to you by Spatial Audio, providing you purchase this plugin. And basically, what will happen is you will type in, I'm forgetting if it's, oh, it's five numbers. There's like few different boxes on the screen. Each contain five letters or numbers or a combination of both. And basically what will happen is each time you type in a first set of five, it will bring you to the next empty box on your own. Then you can type in the second set of five. Then it will bring you to the third empty box, and you can type in a set, a fourth, and a fifth until you're done. When you're done typing in the key, instead of bringing up an OK button, like most programs should, it'll bring you back to the first edit box where you typed in your first set of five characters. A little bit awkward. In fact, what I'll do, why don't I just put in a key here for you, like make something up, just so you can see how it will read.
Shift tab, edit.
So I'm going to get out of
Escape.
This.
Title is foreword key. Alt F4, foresc, applic,
go
enter,
as though I was going to enter in a registration key so you can see how JAWS will read it to you. So I'm going to put in, let's say one. I'm just going to put in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 for each box, just for the kick.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, edit.
See? It takes you to the second edit box.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, edit.
Third box.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, edit.
Fourth box.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, edit. 12,345.
Ah, and when you hear that, or you hear your first set of five characters, that means that you have entered in the key and it is taking you back to the first edit box. This is where you route JAWS to PC.
Route JAWS to PC.
Go to the top of the screen.
Top of file, registration key.
It says registration key. You then hit the down arrow once.
12345-12345-12345-12345-12345 register.
And you'll want to get over to the register box.
-12-12-12 register.
And on this letter R for register is where you would left click in order to register the plugin. But obviously this key would not work, so if I were to do that, you would just get an error message. So I'm just going to hit Alt F4 and get out of this box.
Alt F4, OSC and PC.
All right, so assuming you've configured it the way you want, and assuming you have entered in the registration key if you've purchased this product, you can then start streaming. And the way you would do that, as I said, is you would hit the down arrow key to highlight the stream that you've created.
1, MP3, 16K BSCBR, 12KH, idle, encoder not started. 1, MP3, 16KBSC...
You see, Jaws gets very chatty. Even if I hit the control key, it continues to yak at you. Now you see why I didn't highlight the menu right away until we had a chance to speak about what the different menu options are. But assuming you're on the plugin that you would like, we can then press F9 at this part in order to start streaming your audio. You would then press F9 to start with just that one particular configuration. You would press F10 to stop. If you had multiple configurations that you wanted to set up, at the part where it says list view not selected or 1MP3, 16K, whatever it's reading to you, you could just hit the applications key and bring up that new ins option in the menu again and go through the process we just went through. And you'd be able to set up your encoder to stream and broadcast whatever content you were looking to put up there. And that is how the DSP SAM Encoders plugin for WinAmp works. I hope this has given you a pretty good idea on what's going on with this plugin. I have done my best to teach it in a way that I think will make sense. I do not have a teaching degree. I am not a teacher. I am just somebody who wanted to pass on some knowledge of a broadcasting option for all of you. If you do have any questions about anything I've covered here in this tutorial, if you have any comments, good or bad, about it, again, this is my first audio tutorial that I've ever created, I encourage you to reach me by email at the_podcaster@wdjm3.com. You can also call my comment line at 206-495-6555. That's 206-495-6555. And you can reach me there and go ahead and go through it. All right, folks. Again, if you have any podcasts that you do that you would like to have promoted, you can reach me at those two options, contact options given to you, because eventually I would like to create a podcaster's webpage where you can, where I can put the different feeds up of people's podcasts so that you guys get a chance to get some promotion on a special webpage. So please, if you have a podcast that you do and you would like to have it promoted, or you know of a podcast that you think would be good for people to have, go ahead and drop in my email. That's where or you can send it to the comment line as well. And if you would like your comment played over my podcast, you can go ahead and do so. I can go ahead and do that for you. All you have to do is let me know if you'd like your comment aired or not, or if you have something that you would like to have put on the air. We're looking for content for this podcast. This was only the second show. I'm looking to have more things come on, some interviews. I'm looking to have people who want to come in and play music or share music or talk about their interests, talk about a hobby, talk about a career that they're involved with, talk about a situation that means something to them that they're either upset about or happy about or want to get their feelings across at, or if you just want to chat idly about whatever comes to your mind, I'm more than happy to have it on this podcast. This is, after all, anything goes, and it's really the truth. Anything does go. Well, I'm out of here now because I have to get ready to air my DJD Invasion program, but I just want to thank you for taking the time to listen to me go through this. I'm sorry if it was a bit on the long side, but I wanted to cover everything in depth because I felt that that was what was lacking in one of these plugin tutorials, and I wanted to give you the best that I could and go through it. All right, folks, this is David saying thank you for listening, and if you have any questions, you know how to reach me. Take care, and I hope you enjoyed episode 2 of Anything
Alt-tab, Goes. Alt-tab, untitled, total.
Bye-bye.
Recorder, untitled.